News. The best of the Mike Broomhead Show. The best of the Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
So whenever we have to talk about business and economy, we turn to the experts. And there is no better expert than Danny Seiden from the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Let's talk about, obviously, we want to get into the chip plants and the chip industry coming here. That's going to be a big boost. But overall, looking at the transformation of the economy in Arizona, how well positioned is it to survive whatever is going to happen in 2023 in the economy?
You know, Mike, we're in a great position. You know, it seems contradictory to say that when you're looking at a nationwide potential recession. However, if you go back 10 years, we were a construction-based and, residential home construction-based economy to where we are now. We're a tech manufacturing economy. We are so diverse. We are positioned to come through this much, much better than we were 10 years ago. And there are still a lot of jobs to go around. Unemployment is still really low. And these are high-paying jobs as well. So we feel really good about Arizona's ability to withstand a recession as opposed to other states.
Now, the numbers that I've been told as far as construction goes of homes, because that's a big issue in Arizona. Home prices remain high, rent remains high because of a shortage, even though we've seen a softening of the market. Back in 07, around that time frame, we were building about 65,000 homes a year in Arizona, and we're at about half of that or maybe a little under half of that now. Is that going to have an adverse effect because home prices are going to remain very high as long as the demand is that high, correct?
Yeah, Mike, there's no question. We need to build more homes, and we need to think outside of just building single-family homes. We need to build multifamily housing, multi-use housing to address the fact that our state is maturing, that we are becoming more and more modern and more urban. So I think there's a lot of different housing models we need to look at to address the fact that you and I are talking in the fastest-growing county in the country right now. All of that really matters. But you're correct. Housing is an issue, but one that I think we're going to rise and meet that challenge. There was a study that just came out from the Common Sense Institute that had a lot of good ideas on how to work with local governments to get them to approve different kinds of permitting to get more housing down the pipeline. So we're going to be looking at that study, seeing what we can do with the legislature and just moving the state forward.
Do you work with the legislature and other bodies, you know, other cities and counties, when it comes to the policy on zoning and the other things that could expedite these projects?
Oh, 100%. You know, there's a study committee that's been going on right now on this very topic. So we're paying close attention. We always have someone in attendance, in person or virtual, to see what's being said and get a sense of what can be done, what the art of the possible is. Obviously, we want to work with the local governments as much as possible. If something needs to be done statewide, we'll take a look at that as well. But everyone acknowledges that there's a need for more houses right now, which, again, is a good thing. Growth is a great problem to have when you're looking at a nationwide recession.
The